What not to do, making people dependent on you alone. One of the greatest dangers in re-entry and restoration chaplaincy is becoming the only person someone depends on. At first, this can feel like effective ministry. A returning citizen calls you first. They trust you. They ask for advice. They want prayer. They say, you're the only one who understands. The chaplain may feel honored, needed, and useful, but dependency can quietly become unhealthy. A chaplain is called to faithful presence, not personal ownership of another person's restoration. The goal is not to make someone need the chaplain more and more. The goal is to help someone become connected to God, healthy community, wise support, responsible accountability, and long-term discipleship. What should a chaplain not do? Do not become the only emergency contact when a broader support system is needed. Do not answer every call at all hours in a way that teaches constant access. Do not give secret money, private transportation, or hidden help that bypasses healthy accountability. Do not let spiritual care become emotional control. Do not allow someone's crisis to pull you away from your role, your family, your church accountability, or your ministry boundaries. Do not replace recovery groups, counseling, housing support, legal aid, employment support, pastoral oversight, or parole and probation responsibilities. And do not confuse compassion with unlimited availability. Jesus showed deep compassion, but he did not operate from panic, ego, or pressure. He served with love and truth. He withdrew to pray. He formed disciples. He sent people back into community. He did not build ministry around unhealthy dependency. Reentry ministry requires that same wisdom. When someone begins depending on you too much, respond with kindness and clarity. You might say, I care about you, and I also want to help you build a wider circle of support. Or, this is too important for you to carry with only one person. Let's identify who else should be involved. This is not rejection. This is wise love. Returning citizens often have histories of abandonment, betrayal, institutional control, broken relationships, and unstable support. A chaplain must be careful not to recreate another unstable attachment. Over-involvement can feel caring at first, but it can later produce disappointment, confusion, resentment, or collapse. Healthy chaplaincy builds bridges. It does not build private dependence. A reentry and restoration chaplain helps people move toward churches, soul centers, recovery communities, mentors, counselors, support agencies, family repair where appropriate, and safe Christian fellowship. You are not the Savior. Christ is. You are not the whole body of Christ. You are one faithful member serving with humility. So serve with compassion, stay steady, keep holy boundaries, and help people find the wider support they need to walk in restoration.